DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back. You know what time it is, right? Oh, yeah, it's time for the Mom and Michael Hour. Michael's son has been with me. He lives out in Los Angeles. We've been doing this hour together for, 12 to 15 years now, Michael? Something like that?
I think 13 years.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I so love it. I just love having you on. So welcome back, son.
Thank you so much.
I think with Jonathan, I should mention, you know, I have three producers now. I really do. It's Chris Tubbs, and it's Craig Schopfer, and Jonathan Lowe, really. And if they need to talk to Jimmy Erickson, they can. And at first I was so excited about that. I'm like, wow, three producers. Then I went, whoa, does that mean they have troubles with me? Don't say a word, Jonathan. Not a word, dude.
More producers. Just put more and more producers.
You know, just kind of take up all that Gerlin is. Just take it up. But it's amazing, Michael, and really fun to work with everybody. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm curious about the eclipse. I want to start with that because we've been hearing a lot about it for like the last week or so. And I am not as interested in an eclipse as I used to be. I'm just not. Are you?
So, is it an eclipse? Well, first of all, is it tonight or was it last night?
No, it's tonight. Right, Jonathan?
It is tonight. And
yes, it is tonight.
It is tonight. And is it actually an eclipse that we can see or is it a super
full
blood
eclipse?
Moon?
It's a blood moon.
But is it actually going to cover? Well, I guess that's partly what causes the blood moon, is a type of eclipse. So anyway,
yeah.
I think it's tonight. I used to love eclipses in grade school science class. Our teachers would always tell us about them and tell us how to watch them safely. I used to love watching them when I was younger and seeing them. But that's when I had clear skies and before there were, you know, larger and larger fires happening every year. I mean, it sounds funny, but it's actually kind of sad, of course, that we're having that issue. But there have been so many events in the sky that I simply can't see. Because it's too cloudy, or there's too much smoke or smog in the air, and I don't get to see it. But there was one. It wasn't an eclipse. I'm not sure if it was a super moon. There was some event with the moon that happened during the lockdown. I tried to go on the roof of our building to see it, and my landlord wouldn't let us do it. But I think I saw part of that one that night. It actually was a clear sky. But this one, I don't know. I'll try. We'll see. It was a little cloudy today, but yeah, I would love seeing it. I mean, it's one of those things that you don't get to see often. And it always reminds me of how small we are, you know, to see those big events happening.
Yeah, I agree with it. Jonathan, how important is an eclipse?
Uh, I, I've never thought of that question. To be honest, I don't know if there's really an impact or an importance to it other than the fact that it just keeps us aware that our Earth is rotating correctly on its axis and it's revolving correctly around the sun. I'm dead serious. I don't think there's anything that's going to change as far as like the tides, the tidal waves, the anything that happens as far as, you know, meteorological events. I just think that it just keeps us aware of how in phase we're supposed to be, if we're staying on track with where we were, if we've gotten off track from where we have been, as far as, again, the rotation of the planet, the revolution around the sun with respect to the moon.
Yeah.
I would need to Google that.
So I laughed, not because I didn't think you were serious. Your answer was completely correct and factual. Yes, I'm laughing just because that really is the only answer to that question. It's like, why are they important? It's like, well, they kind of are. It's more just that we're still, that's why I was laughing. It's just like, it means we're still going around in the right way. So yeah, I mean, that's what I learned in class too. But I will say, kind of to my point, Jonathan, they're cool. And I love the symbol of an eclipse. You know, everyone goes outside if the skies are clear enough and you're all looking up and watching this thing, and it kind of unifies people. If not the planet, at least across a hemisphere where it can be seen. And I like that. So I think they're more culturally important in lore and society than they are scientifically, as Jonathan mentioned.
Yeah, you know, I'm really curious about it, but I just know me. I'm not going to be up at, well, maybe I'll be up at midnight, but I just don't know if I want to go outside and see it. You know, they used to tell us you have to wear, you know, sunglasses and you can't look at a certain, you know, direction, not a direction, but what do they call it, Jonathan? When you're looking at the eclipse, you have to be so careful. Remember, we had to sometimes use these, you know, homemade gadgets to make sure you're looking at from a great distance, or you have to turn the little cone around and then use the big part of it up against your eye so you can see it from the little dot at the bottom.
I don't believe this is something that you need to do with a lunar eclipse. This is, that I think is more geared towards solar eclipses.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's because of the brightness that happens around that halo. If you get that eclipse, the brightness of the sun, the rays, and it can be, you're not supposed to look into the sun anyway. You're not supposed to look directly into the sun because it can blind you, you know, or not totally blind you, but it can affect your eyes. And so a solar eclipse is the same way. It's still looking at the sun, and you're not supposed to do that. So one thing you could do is you could take a couple of index cards. I remember this from grade school. Take a couple of index cards, you poke a hole in one of them, and hold it. You're going to be facing away from the sun, and you point it toward the ground, and you hold one of those index cards with the hole in it over your shoulder, or around your shoulder, so that the sunlight can come through, and you hold the other index card, which is whole, behind it. And so that's where you see, when the light is coming through, you see a little dot on that index card on the bottom, and then once the eclipse happens, that's when you'll see that little dot shaded over.
See, you got me confused because I, you know, my thing with the two index cards, I'm thinking, you know, I won't even act quick enough and then I'm burning up. You know, I burn my neck, burn my shoulder, you know, my backside burnt up because I didn't get the card up in time. I mean, really?
No. It's not going to happen. Really? You don't stand outside in the sun for 15 minutes and then all of a sudden you're a baked potato. I mean, it takes a while for you to burn, but during that whole process, you should be able to see the sun get clouded over, blockaded, and you should see that shadow effect coming over that dot of light on that index card.
I'll tell you where I need my shadow at. That's all I'm saying. Seriously, it terrifies me.
I'm not going to respond.
It terrifies me. I used to think all the time, this could really ruin my eyes, or, you know, and it seems as though some of the things that we've learned, Michael, like when you were a child, you know, are they still the same? Do they still say the same thing? Because, you know, there are so many gadgets that are new and I just worry that how we used to do it, is it still the same?
No, I think everything that Jonathan just described as to how you can do your, you know, at-home version of how you can experience a solar eclipse is still relevant. I mean, that's still a great way to see the effect when you're a kid and you're trying to learn what it actually looks like and what's actually happening. I think there may be some gadgets that can help you, you know, look at an eclipse through a telescope or various ND filters that will allow it to not burn your eyes if you are using the telescope. But for the most part, like, most people aren't going to have that. So, same thing would be used for that. But, of course, tonight is a lunar eclipse, and so We won't be using any of those things. But, you know what, after all this conversation and Jonathan's wonderful explanation of those old-school ways of looking at it, now I'm excited again. I might try to go check it out. Unfortunately, not on the roof, but I think I'll go on the balcony and see what I can see tonight, if I can stay up until midnight. We'll see.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Let's be real about that. But I have to say, it's a little embarrassing to say it, but I don't have the excitement about eclipses, whether they are a solar eclipse or a moon eclipse. I just don't have that excitement like I used to. And I don't know why. I have to really kind of go into deep thought about that. But are you going to watch tonight, Jonathan? You are a trained meteorologist, and I'm sure it's not a meteorologist that decides certain things about eclipses, but I'm just curious to know if you're excited about it.
I don't decide nothing about eclipses. That is above my pay grade, as they like to say. Well, it's weird because I'm watching one of the local newscasts. Looks like it's Fox 9. And they've got their weather personality, their weatherman up there. I shouldn't say personality, meteorologist up there. And in the background, before they're going to their weather maps, they're showing what's going on outside right now. And it is starting right now because part of the moon is covered up. So, okay, here we go. Totality begins at 10:29. So in 10 minutes, greatest totality at 11:11, and then it ends at 11:54. So it's...
That's a long time.
Yeah, but it's coming up here pretty soon, so it'll probably be done or close to done, maybe around the time I get home. I'll probably be driving home in it.
Wow, how about that? So, Michael, I'm curious about you going up to look at it. Are you going to stay out there for 5 minutes or for the hour?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is the most I think I've ever talked about an eclipse. So, like I was saying, I'm here for it. Now, I actually just looked out the window to see if I could see it, and I recalled that last time I had to actually go to a different part of the building to see it. So, I think I'm committed. If the window of the eclipse is that long, at least I could try to see a part of it to experience this. Because you're right, these things don't happen often. Certain types of eclipses only happen, you know, once every 200 plus years. Others happen every 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure which one this is, but we should do these things. We should be excited. We should go see it. We should remind ourselves that we live in a big, wide universe, more small part of it. And you know what? I worked hard this weekend. I went out a lot this weekend. I definitely was up past midnight most of the weekend. So though I have early morning meetings, I think I can stay up a little bit and go check it out.
We will find out, won't we? I'll be calling in the morning. I don't know if you'll be answering, but I will be calling in the morning.
By the way,
we'll see how that goes.
Michael, this isn't happening at midnight. When I was talking about those times, that's central time. It's starting. I'm telling you, it's starting about 10 minutes.
Well, what I'm hearing is people should just bring their radio with them to go experience this in 10 minutes. Stick with us and then enjoy it at the same time. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm going to say something kind of embarrassing, by the way.
I'm looking at ABC 7 out of Los Angeles, and they have a live shot of this happening right now. It is 8:19 out there, so it's happening right now.
Well, now I'm just sad because I can't see it from my many windows because of weird.
You do have a lot of windows.
Oh, I can see it.
Right now?
Oh, it's really cool. Okay, now I take everything back. Oh, my God. No, it actually is moving. You can see it happening right now. It's actually awesome. And anyone who is not looking out the window right now, I take back everything I said. It's really awesome. It almost looks apocalyptic. Definitely look out your window and see if you can see. But, again, this is why it's so cool, because we are all looking at the same thing right now at the same time. And thank you, Jonathan, for alerting me that it's happening right now, because it's pretty amazing.
How about that? You went for, I don't know if I want to watch that, to, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's easy to forget. Like, you know, when I was younger, I loved science. I had a telescope. And even in college, when I took an astronomy class, you know, we had the big telescopes there. That was a really great experience, too. But when's the last time I got to do that? You know, I think we get so caught up in our lives and the you know, heavy news cycle that we have, especially in modern times. And we just forget the childhood, dare I say, sophomoric excitement about these things. But it's important. It's kind of like magic. So, yes, I this is cool.
Really, really cool. Keep watching and tell us what you're seeing. And I'm so happy that you have skies clear that you can see it. So we will take a break right now and come back in just a moment.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is now 10:26 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. And I'm so excited that he's excited about the eclipse. And I'm just curious to know if many of you are watching it tonight. If you'd like to, you know, send a text to us and let us know what you think, you can always send it to 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. Now, Michael, are you outside yet?
So I had to come back inside because there's planes going up by outside. It's a little bit loud. Plus, my neighbors are outside on their balconies like I was, or some are actually out in the street watching it. We're all trying to get pictures of it. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for talking about this. Thank you, Jonathan, for your explanation. I would have completely missed this. I wouldn't have this wonderful feeling I have right now. So thank you both. Because I was like, this is, okay, an eclipse, okay, cool. But no, this is worth seeing. It's happening. And again, seeing your neighbors outside in almost everywhere else in the country is not a really big deal. But here in Los Angeles, when you get to go outside and like see people and feel like an actual neighborhood and interact as if you're real neighbors, that's rare here. People keep to themselves. They don't really say hi that much because you never know if someone's crazy next to you because it's a big city. So it felt very Midwestern. Like I went to the balcony, I saw my neighbors. They're like, oh, it's cool. And then I said, oh, it's so cool. I'm like, yeah, it's great. And we're all outside looking at the same thing. That was a beautiful moment. So it literally takes an eclipse to get Los Angelinos to behave in the way that we should when it comes to being neighbors sometimes.
Well, I'm looking at the two pictures you sent me, and it looks like it's grayish red or grayish orange, grayish orange. And so, wow, pretty cool. It's just, it's cool. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I just don't seem to really care, and I don't know why. I should know the importance of this.
Well, Yeah, I took the picture, but even with the iPhone 13, it can't really capture what it looks like, because when the moon looks really large like that, mm-hmm. yeah, it's I used to know the science of this, but it's because of the way that the light is refracting off of the surface of the Earth, so it looks much larger than it actually is.
Correct.
But you have to use a special camera lens to be able to take a picture of it at that size. And I don't think the iPhone can do that. At least I don't know how to do it on the iPhone. So it looks smaller, as it should, but in person, it looks like this enormous apocalyptic orb hanging in the sky that's half black and half bright orange-red. So it really it looks like a something hung in the sky from a movie. You know, it really is an extraordinary thing to see, and the picture that I sent you doesn't quite capture it fully.
Well, I tell you, Michael, we have to take a break, and I'm so looking forward to coming back to talk about oysters in just a moment.
Oh, boy.
We'll be back. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:34. We appreciate you sticking and staying with us here on Steel Talkin'. This last half hour is all about the Mom and Michael Hour, and I just love talking with my son. It's just such a blast. We've been doing this a long time, and just to hear the joy in your voice, Michael, after realizing what the eclipse is all about, is really quite remarkable. So thank you for sharing that with us. It's time to talk about what? Oysters.
Okay.
What?
Let me preface this. So I have a bunch of allergies. We know this.
We do.
And, you know, sometimes I'll try a food that I know I'm allergic to and just see what happens. And what was it? I think I went to some fancy restaurant 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were known for this crab pasta with uni on top. And I have an allergy to crab. And I was perfectly fine, which is great. But I love oysters. I've always loved oysters. I think they're delicious and amazing. And I used to eat them at restaurants often. And then I went to an allergist about, 4 years ago, and then they said, hey, you're allergic to all bi-shelled seafood. I was like, well, that's unfortunate. That and about 20, 30 other things. But most of my allergies are mild.
Yeah.
They're mild. I'll be a little sick. My face might, break out. My lips might swell a little bit, but it's not going to kill me, right? Again, I was fine with the crab. So yesterday, Friday night, I was at dinner at a place here in West Hollywood called Connie and Ted's. Connie and Ted's is a really amazing seafood restaurant, and they have the best oysters in all of Los Angeles. And dare I say, the best oysters I've had in my entire life. They're famous for them. They're exceptionally good. And I said, okay, we haven't been at this restaurant in a while. If we're going to be here, I got to get, a half dozen oysters, because I'm at Connie and Ted's. And I had the crab, and I was fine. Let's just try it. I should have thought about the fact that it was Friday the 13th, and maybe that was a sign not to test out my allergies. So I ate the 6 oysters. They were just amazing. They were as good as I remember them. They were, again, the best ever. The brine was just to the brim, extraordinary. Went out to one of our favorite bars in West Hollywood that unfortunately is about to close. Had an amazing night, dance, everything was fine. Went home, went to sleep, no problems at all. Why am I talking about this, you may say? Because at 7 a.m., I sat up in bed and said, I don't feel so good. And I will spare you the rest of the details. Just know that it was, if you remember the film Bridesmaid,
Yeah. What is her name? Come on. What is her name that had that encounter?
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph, and also the comedian. Ah, you met her.
I can think of who you're talking about. It was Maya. She was in the party.
No. This one was a big, beautiful woman.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Wasn't she in that movie?
I think she was. Yeah. In fact, that made her really famous here in the States. My whole body was just sweating. All of me rejected everything and was just, it was uncomfortable. So the gross story, but just a reminder, when your doctor says, hey, you're now allergic to those things, believe him, believe the doctor, and don't 4 years later test it out just to confirm if that's the case. So, that was a story, but I didn't get to do quite as much as I wanted this weekend because I had to do some work, but I'm thankful to be employed and we got things done and we're moving forward. So, it was good, but We went to another restaurant last night called The Palm, and that's a really famous old-school Hollywood restaurant. And they're famous for having these hand drawings of all the famous people who have eaten there. And, in fact, our friend Kevin Pollak had his drawing up at The Palm for years, and then they moved the restaurant from West Hollywood to Beverly Hills, and they now have, like, actual paint on the walls as opposed to framed pencil drawings. So I'm not sure. I didn't ask if he's still on there, but they may have restarted the Wall of Fame with a new location, which is interesting. But it has really gone downhill. And I'm not sure you have experienced this in the Twin Cities, but here in Los Angeles, there are several famous places that have been known for excellent quality food and et cetera, et cetera, and who thankfully survived the lockdowns and the first part of the pandemic so far. But they came back as a different thing and a subpar version of themselves. And that's what we experienced. We went there. The prices surely had not gone down, but the quality and the service most definitely did. Oh. And it's one of those, like, upscale steak restaurant, seafood. You can go spend your entire paycheck on a dinner kind of place, mm-hmm. And the service wasn't that great. The coursing wasn't right. I'm guessing they were understaffed because it's so hard to find people to work rather in certain positions because, the job market is really, really strong right now. So I'll give them a break. It's tough just coming back.
Are you going to go back?
No, I'm not going to go back. I'm just going to say, if someone were to ask me, is it a good restaurant? I'll just say, hey, I didn't have the best experience last time, but before then it used to be good. But I don't know. I'll ask you, have you experienced that before where a place that you used to love going to survived the lockdowns and you went back and it just wasn't the same?
Wasn't the same. It is so true, Michael. And by the way, if you go back to that place and you have a fecal incident, you should get a polo that says that.
What? What?
I heard that. Now, first of all, I'm stealing that from a movie that I love called The Other Woman. And she says this to her husband. He comes in a different pair of pants and he says to her, I had a fecal incident. And she goes, what? did you poop your pants?
The same reaction.
That sort of thing. Right. So sorry about that. But it was the only time I've ever felt I could use that.
Let's restart. Welcome to the Mama Michael Hour. So glad you're all joining us.
By the way, Geraldine, if you were looking for an excuse to use that line, are you really sorry? Are you really sorry?
I'm so glad you're joining us here on WCCO Radio. Nothing has happened for the past 30 minutes. There was nothing said. No one heard anything. We're starting right now.
This whole segment is brought to you by the letter C, as in C. I told you, Michael Battle, you were allergic to stuff. Said Michael Doctors Battle to him.
Yes.
And
yes,
of course, exactly. You are too, though, Jonathan. You have a sensitive tummy.
I have a sensitive stomach to some things. The thing with me is that I basically have a joke that when people ask me, what are you allergic to? And I just say, under the sun. under the sun, what does that mean? Everything under the sun. Everything.
Okay.
I went to go get my blood tested. This is when I found out pretty much that I was gluten intolerant. This was over 20 years ago now, but I went to an allergist to get an idea of what allergies I had, because I had an idea that I was allergic to wheat and gluten, but I wasn't certain. And so they drew some blood, sent it to a lab, and the lab sent it back, I think, a week later, 2 weeks later, and they had a list of items on this thing that they showed me that just showed, pollen and all these different types of things that you could be allergic to. And it was just, check down the line, check, check, check all the way down this list. And I'm just saying, why am I here? What happened to me? Do I truly exist if I'm allergic to all this stuff?
It's terrifying, isn't it? When you find out, and I didn't believe my allergist on a couple things. And I said, go back, because he did the prick test, as it's called, which is where they poke your arm or back with the concentrated version of the element. And I said, go back and do the blood test. I don't believe you because I eat those things all the time. And they're like, oh, no, it was even stronger on the blood test. You're very allergic to those things. And I told him, I said, you ruined brunch because I found out I'm allergic to orange juice and champagne, white wine.
No mimosa for you. No mimosa for you.
Number one, I am sorry for the tragedy of you losing mimosas. That is a tragedy. That is something that should be. This is serious. We should have a ceremony to. I can't believe you can't have mimosas. I'm very sad about that.
I can't have mimosas. And like, again, oranges in general, I love them. They're delicious. They're healthy. I used to eat them all the time. I just thought, oh, okay. You know, my lips are a little tingly. And he's like, no, you're very allergic to oranges. And I was like, but brunch, I need you to understand.
That's the other thing. I love that your first comment, your first thought in your head was not, I need to take care of my health. I need to be around for my sister and my mom and my nieces and my nephews and all that. Mm-hmm. No, it's brunch is ruined. Brunch
ruined
is
brunch,
over.
It really,
clear the buffet.
I can't eat oysters, crab, lobster. So I was like, I can't have lobster bisque anymore. Like, that's one of my favorite soups out there.
Do you remember the place we had the best lobster bisque when I could have lobster? I'm the same way. Shellfish, I can't eat any shellfish anymore. But do you remember where we were?
Yes, it was at a hotel in San Diego.
Yes, sir, it was.
Right on the beach. Was it the Hilton there? Was that the one with the
arch? No, it wasn't the Hilton.
Anyway, it's one of the famous ones there. And we stopped in that restaurant on a random evening, and we went, you know, looked at the soup options, and he mentioned that they have a very good lobster bisque. That was the creamiest, best tasting lobster I've ever had in my life.
And it had the
brandy on top of it, just kind of a little bit in there. Oh, I have yet to have a lobster bisque as
Me
good
too.
As that would. And the one,
well, I can't.
And I did have a bowl of lobster bisque at the Palm. Now, I know the night before, rather that morning, I had already suffered. And so why, you may ask, did I choose to have lobster bisque, knowing that is also a bi-shelled seafood that I cannot have?
Well, you can always say you had a bisque incident.
Sure.
Come on.
That's a good question.
That was good. Come on.
No, Mom. The joke is having the lobster or bisque was bisky.
Oh, my God.
That's the joke. You know, I'm here all week. Like, I got these jokes for you. And
right now, Jonathan is thinking, please stop talking. Just stop talking,
I think
Charlie.
We need to go to break because, Michael, I think you've broken your mother.
I'm blaming all of this on the eclipse. You know, they say things happen. Eclipse happens. People get crazy. So
You feeling bisky? Okay, let's take a break because I gotta get it together. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Love this song. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It is always a pleasure being on with my son and Jonathan also, you know, joining us. I just love this hour, and it gives me peace. I get a chance to sleep well tonight just because I've had just the best time in this hour. So thank you for that, son, and to Jonathan as well. I'm just curious to know, Michael, as you move forward in California, I mean, do you feel like you will be there for the rest of your life?
Well, before I answer that, I wanted to just impart that if you had a food truck that only served lobster bisque, one might say it's a bisque business. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Jonathan, oh man.
I was going to warn him about the guilt trip you're about to lay on him, talking about, are you going to live out there for the rest of your life? But I can't do that now because of that joke. It took all the wanting of warning you out of my body. I was just
First of all, at your own risk, brother. With that joke. I thought of it as soon as we went to break, and I held it the whole time because I wanted to tell you. But then also you came back with like the most that question, if I will quote Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, it's a trap. So, yeah, I'm so glad I had something else to say rather than having to actually answer that question.
Like I just said, yawn, brother.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:34. We appreciate you sticking and staying with us here on Steel Talkin'. This last half hour is all about the Mom and Michael Hour, and I just love talking with my son. It's just such a blast. We've been doing this a long time, and just to hear the joy in your voice, Michael, after realizing what the eclipse is all about is really quite remarkable. So thank you for sharing that with us. It's time to talk about what? Oysters.
Okay.
What?
Let me preface this. So I have a bunch of allergies. We know this.
We do.
And, you know, sometimes I'll try a food that I know I'm allergic to and just see what happens. And what was it? I think I went to some fancy restaurant 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were known for this crab pasta with uni on top. And I have an allergy to crab. And I was perfectly fine, which is great. But I love oysters. I've always loved oysters. I think they're delicious and amazing. And I used to eat them at restaurants often. And then I went to an allergist about, you know, 4 years ago, and then they said, hey, you're allergic to all bi-shelled seafood. I was like, well, that's unfortunate. That and about 20, 30 other things. But most of my allergies are mild.
Yeah.
They're mild. You know, like I'll be a little sick. My face might, you know, break out. My lips might swell a little bit, but it's not going to kill me, right? Again, I was fine with the crab. So Friday night, I was at dinner at a place here in West Hollywood called Connie and Ted's. Connie and Ted's is a really amazing seafood restaurant, and they have the best oysters in all of Los Angeles. And dare I say the best oysters I've had in my entire life. They're famous for them. They're exceptionally good. And I said, okay, we haven't been at this restaurant in a while. If we're going to be here, I got to get, you know, a half dozen oysters because I'm at Connie and Ted's. And I had the crab and I was fine. Let's just try it. I should have thought about the fact that it was Friday the 13th and maybe that was a sign not to test out my allergies. So I ate the six oysters. They were just amazing. They were as good as I remember them. They were, again, the best ever. The brine was just to the brim, extraordinary. Went out to one of our favorite bars in West Hollywood that unfortunately is about to close. Had an amazing night, dance, everything was fine. Went home, went to sleep, no problems at all. Why am I talking about this, you may say? Because at 7 a.m., I sat up in bed and said, I don't feel so good. And I will spare you the rest of the details. Just know that it was, if you remember the film Bridesmaids,
yeah. What is her name? What is her name that had that encounter?
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph, and also the comedian. You met her.
I can think of who you're talking about. It was Maya. She was in the apartment.
No. This one was a big, beautiful woman.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Wasn't she in that movie?
I think she was. Yeah, in fact, that made her really famous here in the States. My whole body was just sweating. All of me rejected everything and was just, it was uncomfortable. So, gross story, but just a reminder, when your doctor says, hey, you're now allergic to those things, believe him. Believe the doctor and don't 4 years later test it out just to confirm if that's the case. So, that was a story, but you know, I didn't get to do quite as much as I wanted this weekend because I had to do some work, but I'm thankful to be employed and we got things done and we're moving forward. So, it was good, but we went to another restaurant last night called The Palm, and that's a really famous old school Hollywood restaurant. And they're famous for having these hand drawings of all the famous people who have eaten there. And, in fact, our friend Kevin Pollak had his drawing up at the Palm for years, and then they moved the restaurant from West Hollywood to Beverly Hills, and they now have like actual paint on the walls as opposed to framed pencil drawings. I'm not sure. I didn't ask if he's still on there, but they may have restarted the Wall of Fame with their new location, which is interesting. But it had really gone downhill, and I'm not sure you have experienced this in the Twin Cities, but here in Los Angeles, there are several famous places that have been known for, you know, excellent quality food and et cetera, and who thankfully survived the lockdowns and the, you know, first part of the pandemic so far, but they came back as a different thing and a subpar version of themselves. And that's what we experienced. We went there. The prices surely had not gone down, but the quality and the service most definitely did. It's one of those, like, you know, upscale steak restaurant, seafood. You can go spend your entire paycheck on a dinner kind of place, you know. Mm-hmm. The service wasn't that great. The coursing wasn't right. I'm guessing they were understaffed because it's so hard to find people to work in certain positions because, you know, the job market is really, really strong right now. So I'll give them a break. You know, it's tough just coming back.
Are you going to go back?
No, I'm not going to go back. I'm just going to say, like, I mean, if someone were to ask me, is it a good restaurant? I'll just say, hey, I didn't have the best experience last time, but before then it used to be good. But I don't know. I'll ask you, have you experienced that before where a place that you used to love going to survived the lockdowns and you went back and it just wasn't the same?
Wasn't the same. It is so true, Michael. And by the way, if you go back to that place and you have a fecal incident, you should get a polo that says that.
What?
I heard that. Now, first of all, I'm stealing that from a movie that I love called The Other Woman. And she says this to her husband. He comes in a different pair of pants. And he says to her, I had a fecal incident. And she goes, what? You know, did you poop your pants?
The same reaction.
That sort of thing. Right. So sorry about that. But it was the only time I've ever felt I could use that.
Let's restart. Welcome to the Mama Michael Hour. So glad you're all joining us.
By the way, Geraldine, if you were looking for an excuse to use that line, are you really sorry? Are you really? Are you really
I'm so glad you're joining us here on WTCO Radio. Nothing has happened for the past 30 minutes. There was nothing said. No one heard anything. We're starting right now.
By the way,
this whole segment is brought to you by the letter C, as in C. I told you, Michael Battle, you were allergic to stuff. Said Michael Doctors Battle to him.
Yes,
and
yes,
of course, exactly. You are too, though, Jonathan. You have a sensitive tummy.
I have a sensitive stomach to some things. The thing with me is that I basically have a joke that when people ask me, what are you allergic to? And I just say, under the sun. under the sun, what does that mean? Everything under the sun. Everything.
Okay.
I went to go get my blood tested. This is when I found out pretty much that I was gluten intolerant. This was over 20 years ago now, but I went to an allergist to get an idea of what allergies I had, because I had an idea that I was allergic to wheat and gluten, but I wasn't certain. And so they drew some blood, sent it to a lab, and the lab sent it back, I think, a week later, 2 weeks later, and they had a list of items on this thing that they showed me that just showed, you know, pollen and all these different types of things that you could be allergic to. And it was just, you know, check down the line, check, check, check all the way down this list. Just saying, why am I here? What happened to me? You know, do I truly exist if I'm allergic to all this stuff?
It's terrifying, isn't it? When you find out, and I didn't believe my allergist on a couple things. I said, go back, because he did the prick test, as it's called, which is where they poke your arm or back with the concentrated version of the element. And I said, go back and do the blood test. I don't believe you, because I eat those things all the time. And they're like, oh, no, it was even stronger on the blood test. You're very allergic to those things. And I told him, I said, you ruined brunch, because I found out that I'm allergic to orange juice and champagne. White wine,
no mimosa for you. No mimosa for you.
Number one, I am sorry for the tragedy of you losing mimosas. That is a tragedy. That is something that should be. Now this is serious. We should have a ceremony to. I can't believe you can't have mimosas. I'm very sad about that.
I can't have mimosas. And like, again, oranges in general, I love them. They're delicious. They're healthy. I used to eat them all the time. And you know, I just thought, oh, okay, you know, my lips are a little tingly. He's like, no, you're very allergic to oranges. And I was like, but brunch, I need you to understand.
That's the other thing. I love brunch. That your first comment, your first thought in your head was not, this is you know, I need to take care of my health. I need to be around for my sister and my mom and my nieces and my nephews and all that. Mm-mm. No, it's brunch is ruined. Brunch
ruined
is
brunch,
over.
Doctor. Really,
clear the buffet.
I can't eat oysters, crab, lobster. So I was like, I can't have lobster bisque anymore. Like, that's one of my favorite soups out there.
Do you remember the place we had the best lobster bisque when I could have lobster? I'm the same way. Shellfish, I can't eat any shellfish anymore. But do you remember where we were?
Yes, it was at a hotel in San Diego.
Yes, sir, it was.
Right on the beach. Was it the Hilton there? Was that the one with the
arch? It wasn't the Hilton.
Anyway, it's one of the famous ones there. And we stopped in that restaurant on a random evening, and we went, you know, looked up the soup options, and he mentioned that they have a very good lobster bisque. That was the creamiest, best tasting lobster I've ever had in my life. And
it had the
brandy on top of it, just kind of a little bit in there. Oh, I have yet to have a lobster bisque as good as that one. And the one,
well, I can't.
And I did have a bowl of lobster bisque at the Palm. Now, I know the night before, rather that morning, I had already suffered. And so why, you may ask, did I choose to have lobster bisque, knowing that is also a bi-shelled seafood that I cannot have.
Well, you can always say you had a bisque incident.
Sure.
Come on.
That's a good question.
That was good. Come on.
No, Mom. The joke is, having the lobster or bisque was bisky.
Oh my God.
That's the joke. You know, I'm here all week. Like, I got these jokes for you. And
Jonathan is thinking, please stop talking. Just stop talking.
I think
Charlotte.
We need to go to stop break talking. Because, Michael, I think you've broken your mother.
I'm blaming all of this on the eclipse. You know, they say things happen. Eclipse happens. People get crazy. So
Are you feeling bisky? Okay, let's take a break because I gotta get it together. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Love this song. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It is always a pleasure being on with my son and Jonathan also, you know, joining us. I just love this hour, and it gives me peace. I get a chance to sleep well tonight just because I've had just the best time in this hour. So thank you for that, son, and to Jonathan as well. I'm just curious to know, Michael, as you move forward in California, I mean, do you feel like you will be there for the rest of your life?
Well, before I answer that, I wanted to just impart that if you had a food truck that only served lobster bisque, one might say it's a bisky business. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Jonathan, oh man.
I was going to warn him about the guilt trip you're about to lay on him, talking about, are you going to live out there for the rest of your life? But I can't do that now because of that joke. It took all the wanting of warning you out of my body. I was just
First of all, at your own risk, brother. Hold on to that joke. I thought of it as soon as we went to break, and I held it the whole time because I wanted to tell you. But then also, you came back with like the most that question. If I will quote Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, it's a trap. So yeah, I'm so glad I had something else to say rather than having to actually answer that question.
Like I just said, yawn yawn, brother.
No, look, to answer it, I don't think anyone really knows what their forever place is. I love Los Angeles. It feels like home. I definitely would like to, I think I would like to live here forever, but I also want to own a house and have a family. And those things are very difficult to do here. I went to brunch earlier today at Chaconi's. You know, you've been there before. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles. And it's a nice place. You know, it is an upscale Italian restaurant in West Hollywood. It is expensive, but it's just me and Joey at brunch. You know, we know what to order, and it's not too crazy. There was a family, mom, dad, and four kids having a casual brunch at Chaconi this morning. And it wasn't a celebration. They just popped in, you know. And I'm thinking, first of all, when I see that, if I see a family with children, I think, well, you're rich. You must be wealthy people if you can afford children, let alone four children, and even more so if you and your four children are doing a brunch at Chaconi. So, you know, it is much more affordable to have property, much more affordable to have a family elsewhere. So do I want to live here long term? Yes. But do I also want to find a way to build the life that I have in my head? Yes.
Geraldine, did we lose you?
I think so, because it was really quiet the whole time I was talking, so I had a feeling we did.
I did want to ask you a question, Michael, before we try to reconnect with your mom. So you're talking about going out and having brunch. I was just wondering if you had a little bit of...
Oh, come on. Okay, all right. Okay. You know, it was Jonathan. Okay. I have to explain why.
Wait, I think, have we magically reconnected with your mother? Is she there? Hello?
No, she's not there.
Oh, but no, look, she's not there.
Explain. So that is a song that my mom played. I think she knew someone who made that song, and this was years ago. I really, really don't like the song, and she thinks it's entertaining. And so the two of you, Jonathan and my mom, would collude together and find ways to get me talking about food. And I love food, and I will go on and on about something that I was going to eat or whatever else. As we've heard tonight, I will talk about food and get completely distracted and not realize that this is all a lead up to playing Soul Food. So that was pretty good, Jonathan. You're right. I was talking about brunch. You played the song. I still don't like it.
I will say this. You actually kind of got away with one, because I was all geared up last week to play this when you all were talking about Mother's Day brunches and going out and eating and going to different restaurants and stuff, and I was ready to play it. But
You ready to go?
Because of the respect I have for you, sir, I did not. But tonight it was too much. It was
Wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can hear
you. Oh, my gosh. Jonathan, I swear to goodness, you did that to me. You did You love the opportunity to shut me up and
shut me down.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were doing that for dramatic license.
No. But I did hear the Soul Food song.
But we got to go.
Okay, we got to go. Good night, son.
I love you.
And good night, Jonathan. I love you too, Michael. Take care, honey. Good night, everyone. Love this song. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It is always a pleasure being on with my son and Jonathan also, you know, joining us. I just love this hour, and it gives me peace. I get a chance to sleep well tonight just because I've had just the best time in this hour. So thank you for that, son, and to Jonathan as well. I'm just curious to know, Michael, as you move forward in California, I mean, do you feel like you will be there for the rest of your life?
Well, before I answer that, I wanted to just impart that if you had a food truck that only served lobster bisque, one might say it's a bisque business. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Jonathan, oh man.
I was going to warn him about the guilt trip you're about to lay on him, talking about, are you going to live out there for the rest of your life? But I can't do that now because of that joke. It took all the wanting of warning you out of my body. I was just
First of all, at your own risk, brother. I thought of it as soon as we went to break, and I held it the whole time because I wanted to tell you. But then also you came back with like the most that question, if I will quote Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, it's a trap. So, yeah, I'm so glad I had something else to say rather than having to actually answer that question.
Like I just said, yawn, yawn, brother.
No, look, to answer it, I don't think anyone really knows what their forever place is. I love Los Angeles. It feels like home. I definitely would like to, I think I would like to live here forever, but I also want to own a house and have a family. And those things are very difficult to do here. I went to brunch earlier today at Chaconi's. You know, you've been there before. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles. And it's a nice place. You know, it is an upscale Italian restaurant in West Hollywood. It is expensive, but it's just me and Joey at brunch. You know, we know what to order, and it's not too crazy. There was a family, mom, dad, and four kids having a casual brunch at Chaconi this morning. And it wasn't a celebration. They just popped in, you know. And I'm thinking, first of all, when I see that, if I see a family with children, I think, well, you're rich. You must be wealthy people if you can afford children, let alone four children, and even more so if you and your four children are doing a brunch at Chaconi. So, you know, it is much more affordable to have property, much more affordable to have a family elsewhere. So do I want to live here long term? Yes. But do I also want to find a way to build the life that I have in my head? Yes.
Geraldine, did we lose you?
I think so, because it was really quiet the whole time I was talking, so I had a feeling we did.
I did want to ask you a question, Michael, before we try to reconnect with your mom. So you're talking about going out and having brunch. I was just wondering if you had a little bit of...
Oh, come on. Okay. All right. Okay. You know, it was, Jonathan, Jonathan. Okay. I have to explain why.
Wait. I think have we magically reconnected with your mother? Is she there? Hello.
No, she's not there.
But oh no, look, she's not there.
Explain. So that is a song that my mom played. I think she knew someone who made that song, and this was years ago. I really, really don't like the song, and she thinks it's entertaining. And so the two of you, Jonathan and my mom, would collude together and find ways to get me talking about food. And I love food, and I will go on and on about something that I was going to eat or whatever else. As we've heard tonight, I will talk about food and get completely distracted and not realize that this is all a lead up to playing Soul Food. So that was pretty good, Jonathan. You're right. I was talking about brunch. You played the song. I still don't like it.
I will say this. You actually kind of got away with one, because I was all geared up last week to play this when you all were talking about Mother's Day brunches and going out and eating and going to different restaurants and stuff. And I was ready to play it. But
You ready to go?
Because of the respect I have for you, sir, I did not. But tonight it was just, it was too much. It was.
Wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Oh, my God. Jonathan, I swear to goodness, you did that to me. You did You love the opportunity to shut me up and
shut me down.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were doing that for dramatic license.
No. But I did hear the Soul Food song.
But we got to go.
Okay, we got to go. Good night, son.
I love you.
And good night, Jonathan. I love you too, Michael. Take care, honey. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.